played up in my head.
First and foremost, I don't own any of the rights to any of the music playing in the background of this episode of Water to Wine with myself, Ariana Redrine. And I said my name all the way fucked up. You guys know my name. Anyway, this is the part three of Loose Lip Lies. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, including myself, people here, discussing some of the best, worst lies ever told. And again, this is part three of it. It's going to be really short. We're just going to go over a couple of lies, why they were told, or why we think they were told. The rules are you have to raise your hand first before you discuss or before you say why you think they were told. So it's not just a huge bunch of people talking all at once. Anyway, Toya, you're first. Please introduce yourself and we'll move in a circle.
I'm Toya Thompson. I am a professional hairstylist, been for 20 plus years now. You can reach me, contact me on all social media platforms. Just type in Toya Thompson Hair Salon. Check your girl out.
You already know it's your boy Dre Styles on the mic.
Dre Styles.
Singer, songwriter. Singer, songwriter, author, other things under my belt, but we're not going to go into all that. Find me on social media, Dre Styles Music with a Z. Facebook, Dre Robinson. All that good stuff, so yeah.
It's Lisa Renee. Y'all already know. Mirror Reflections owner, model, I'll be forgetting what I am, photographer, videographer, writer, all that great stuff. What am I forgetting? Spiritual guide, y'all know y'all can find me on Instagram at Royalty Queen. Don't look for me anywhere else, amen.
Amen.
Of course, you know it's Ariana, your host, Ariana Redwine to Water to Wine. Also known as Twilight and many other names, many other AKAs. You can find me nowhere right now because I'm on a hiatus. When I drop this, you will be able to find me wherever, whenever, however.
It's your boy B-Riz, AKA Brandon by the government. Also known as a philosopher or a great debater with a vast humor. You can find me on Facebook, and that's the only place you should look for me on because I really don't do nothing else. Next.
What's up? It's Malachi, streamer, poet, philosopher. You can find me on my stream at BigBear7 and on Instagram at BigBear7.
And y'all talk about me talking
smooth. I like that name.
Big Bird 7. Whoop, whoop.
Okay.
For some reason, I want to say.
Okay, so the last lie we left out on, I believe, was it's your baby. I think that's the last lie.
That sounds about right.
That sounds cool.
But I think we're going to go ahead and just skip down a little bit because I think that it wasn't that. I think it's actually I got a big dick. That sounds more familiar to me.
Yeah, we left off around
here. That.
Yeah, that's I feel like said. That's who we...
Toya got a hand
I
up.
I feel like... Toya,
I gotta cut you off, baby. Toya got a hand
okay,
up.
Okay, Toya has her hand up.
I believe we left off at I got a big dick. Because I think I remember, if my memory serves me correctly, I said, if not who, then who? Who else is going to tell the individual that they have a big dick? If they don't tell the individual, if they don't tell themselves they have a big dick. So I think it can be both a truth and a lie.
It could be motivation. How about that? Coming from
a man, it can be motivation. We'll take that.
I'm going to raise my hand because
but then actually
I've never personally been in a situation or I haven't really found myself in that position. But I often worry about being put in that position. Like, that is a constant worry. Like, I feel like people are lying to me when they're telling me that it's a good size. So it's like, nah. Nah, I feel like you're just trying to beef up my ego. So I get where the worry comes from. However, the lie itself, I mean, it's either you know you got a small dick because somebody's told you at one point in time, or you just kind of realized on your own, like, you know what, this is not the average size. So you just, I mean, I get you trying to get in there, so go for it, dog.
All right, Toya, what you got?
Women, stop lying to these men. Okay. Tell them. Like, I know we want to be nice to them and all, but if they got a small dick, just don't come in. You know, be like, it was all right. You know, I got there or whatever, but I think sometimes
I believe Malachi got his hand up.
But I but I believe that we need to stop lying to these men. I think we do, because sometimes our feelings get involved and we tend to lead them on, and then they go off with a false impression that they will endow, and they may not be.
Look, I mean, I wasn't a part of the last Loose Lips Live, so this is an interesting place for me to start off at. But there's two ways that I can see this going. Number one, either it's the guy telling somebody else that they got a big dick. And more often than not, that's a lie. Just as a man, more often than not, it's a lie. If you got a big dick as a man, you don't have to tell nobody. You go show them.
As a heterosexual male, you don't necessarily line yourself up with other dicks. So you really don't know.
Yeah.
You're just taking what people tell
exactly.
you.
Exactly. So if you don't know,
what's number two,
Malcolm? Number two, if somebody doesn't have a good voice and they sing for you and they tone deaf, are you gonna lie to them and tell them that you have a good that they have a good voice?
Hell no.
If you do,
you're a bad person.
You're a bad person.
Going to hell. Some of us, like me, take that shit serious. It's a career. Okay,
so bottom line, look, I agree with Toya. If the man ain't shit, tell him. Don't say it like
in
that.
In a polite way.
Don't say it like that.
I don't say it like that.
Fuck being polite. Shit, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
You know, be blunt, but be polite like, at the same time.
Be like, nigga.
Be like, yo, this ain't the biggest nail for the fence.
Nigga.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying. Don't lie to him, but you ain't got to be a dick. You ain't, pun intended, you ain't got to be a dick about it.
Yeah, you do, because there's equipment out in the world for this. No, if you need work, if you got to work on yourself as a man, you just need to. You need to do the work. If you ain't got the right equipment for a job, you go to Lowe's and you get that shit.
You're going to have to go above and beyond.
But you ain't having no nails on a screwdriver. Come on now.
We're moving to the next line.
No.
For all the women out there. How do you go get the right equipment? What? Tell me.
First and foremost, I do not own any of the rights to any of the music playing in the background of this episode of Water to Wine with myself, Ariana Redwine, and guests. We had a short intermission, but we're back with the next lie on Loose Lip Lies Special Edition Part 3. And so we're moving on to the next lie. And I know Toya asked the question, but we got to move to the next slide because we're in a hurry. We're wrapping this up real quick. And since we touched on I got a big dick, we got to touch on I got a wet pussy. Oh! Lisa went first.
First of all.
Let's hear this.
There are tools, baby girl. Don't be out here lying to these niggas. You ain't got a girl, you ain't got it. Do a Yanni steam or something, okay?
Okay.
But I feel like women lie about that because it's a ego thing.
Just like me and LaBelle, they got a big dick.
Exactly.
You know?
That's why you got to show
But
at
the
ego.
Same thing, my thing
you
is... Stop,
you need to learn to raise your hand.
Ain't got no home
Men,
training.
Stop lying to these women. Like, if they dry as fuck, tell them they dry as
yes.
fuck. Like, you know... Not speaking
don't
from
be hurting nobody's feelings, though.
Experience or anything. But I'm just saying, like, I think people should just be honest with each other and...
Yep.
We will be in the know, and if you in the know, you can make better choices.
Okay.
I got one last thing to say. Another reason why this is such a huge-ass lie is because y'all just be giving it up to everybody.
And then you wonder why you try.
You didn't think it just
stop
because
it to oh, I'm sorry.
You be hopping on all this,
I'm
all this dang-a-lang man. That your stuff is just... Hey, okay, but it's just because you're easy, girl. That's why.
All right, Dre got his hand up.
Now, as I was saying, based off of the last question again, it's all about self-improvement. The only thing I got to say is sometimes you got to stroke the ego, whether you're doing good or bad. Yes, honesty is the best policy, but at the same point of time, letting them know where their flaws are is going to help them get better. So y'all grow y'all sex game as a unit.
That's true
there. But hold up. I got a little say. Okay, it's funny that I got a wet pussy came up on this. Because since I have spent time dating both women and men, and I've spent a majority of time around men, and I have heard men say, damn, that bitch had a sandbox.
Oh.
And it's disappointing to hear. I've never ran into a sandbox myself, personally, because I feel like if you run into a sandbox, you didn't do something right yourself. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion. And I'm
but maybe
the,
not.
I'm going to drop the mic at that.
Oh. I got my
Toya raised your hand first.
I did raise my hand first. Brother-in-law. But my thing is, how you going to go get the right equipment, sis? What you do for that? What do you do for that?
I don't have the right tool.
Okay.
What? I mean, I
theme, girl.
Same. Okay. Same. Like, I'm...
No. This is why I had my hand up, is because...
I had his hand up
no,
first.
Brandon,
hand
was up.
Brandon was me. Oh, Brandon was first. Okay, I'm sorry.
You got Jimmy. Anyways, the reason why I had my hand up is because the way I feel personally is wet-ass pussy is generated by how you turn a person on.
Thank you, baby. You
so
agreeing
depending,
with me.
So, depending on if you gonna, if you in it to please the other person that you're sleeping with, or if you just in it to please yourself, is what you're going to get out of it.
Partnering
some
yes,
people
sir.
Some people just get turned on by the way you particularly stroke.
But
however,
no, but
if you ain't somebody that's a pleaser, then you aren't going to always get that same reciprocation because you're not willing to go the extra mile. Dre, go ahead.
All right, so to piggyback off of his answer, basically that's exactly what I was saying. You have to apply the lubrication to that sandbox.
Yeah.
Who goes to a dry beach?
Nobody.
We go there for the water.
And if the water ain't there, goddamn it, I'm bringing it my goddamn self.
You know how they say you can't bring sand to the beach? I ain't going to the beach unless I'm getting my feet wet.
You didn't drop no mics.
I dropped fingers.
All right, moving on to the next one.
Hold up.
Okay.
Similar
I was gonna leave it alone.
Similar to what I said last time. Look, if you ain't got the skills to get the water, then you need to bring a game up.
Yeah.
Period.
That's point blank simple. It's all right if you don't. That just means you got room to improve. Don't take it to heart. Hell, just improve yourself.
How do you improve a
go
small
fishing.
Dick or a dry pussy? What do you do?
Get your talents up. Hell, it's I don't know the shit. There's ways, hell, people do some strange shit out there, so I'm pretty sure there are ways to improve yourself and do some shit that'll blow other people's fucking mind.
Okay, we gotta move on. We gotta move on. We gotta move on.
Two words: research and practice. Okay.
Yeah! It's all about what you put into it.
Thank you, Malachi. Okay, moving on.
I mean, like,
okay, the next line is one of my favorites. I don't give head. I'm gonna raise my hand.
You don't get the fuck up out of here.
That's 2020. Better bring your
hand. I raise my hand first.
Okay, I'm which number am I?
I used to love this lie because it was a lie that was told so much in high school for my generation. Because we had this one girl that used to give head like all the time.
She was white.
No.
I was
just saying.
So you gonna put it in?
I mean, in my school, in my generation, they was white. I'm just saying. No pun intended.
But eventually it came.
We'll talk. She was a black chick, and she was like, everybody had tapped that ass. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Real shit. I wasn't interested because she just... I'm kind of shallow. You got to be really smart and really pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, really smart and really pretty. Oh. And you need to not have sex with a lot of people because that shit's not attractive.
Not in this house, somebody's house.
And I hadn't fully figured out my sexuality yet, but at the same time, she had really told that lie all the fucking time. But when it came out, it was like, damn, you gave head to that many motherfuckers? Shit, it was like 12 people. And I was like, damn, that's a hell of a lie to say you ain't never gave head before.
I was next.
Because you know that chart.
I just want to make a quick comment as Cat Williams. I would like to come in and grace this here audience.
Ain't nothing wrong with little experience.
Me, myself.
I'm going to let you do that because you is almost identical. Go ahead.
Okay, well, everybody, this is Cat Williams, Grace and Ariana Red Wines. Sitcom, whatever the fuck we got going on right here. But basically, I'm going to quote my line from the movie School Dance. And you know what that means? Consecutively. One after the motherfucking other is how many dicks that bitch suck. Now, as a pimp, you have to understand, I'm not going out of my way to please no bitch, okay? And that is all I'm going to say on that. Cat Williams out.
Okay, I'm Nick. So, I believe this is a lie, and yes. You only tell this lie if you don't know how to give head.
Uh-huh. I don't believe that.
I was next. I don't understand why people necessarily tell this as a lie. Because if you give head, you give head. If
thank you.
Don't, you. You don't.
Thank you.
Some people are shallow, yes. But I mean, if they that shallow, and you not shallow enough to suck a dick or two, then maybe they just wasn't for you. I mean,
if you would have told her she give good head, then she probably would have gave more head. But since she don't know what she got, then she just be like, hell,
you should not ever give dry ass head to nobody.
Yeah, I hope
we didn't say dry head, we just said head.
No, head, period. Head is head.
Oh, okay.
Period.
I'm gonna just be real since you know my hand, but I'm gonna just go and say it. I mean, sure, back in high school, when I was first going through all my experimentation and shit, I want y'all to see that's been up for a minute.
I saw it when it first came up.
You didn't comment? Okay.
I'm trying to comment on hands. Somebody else gotta say this shit.
I'm just saying, sure, you're good. I did not start out that way. But at the same point of time, the very first time I did give head, I continued to keep going on and saying that I don't give head for the simple fact is I don't want nobody to know what the fuck I was doing. I was still young in the streets, and these people was out here all experimenting, doing the nasty left and right, getting caught in restrooms. I wasn't trying to be lumped into that category of the hoes at the school.
You was lying.
I was lying.
Exactly. It was a lie.
Just like a lot of people knew I got kids before this. All right, Mufasa. I still said I was a virgin.
All right, Mufasa.
The lies we tell.
I like the Flash.
Look, okay. First of all, if you're telling this lie because you ain't got no practice and you don't know what you're doing, just say that. Ain't no reason to lie about that. Look, I ain't got no experience. If you find somebody that's willing to learn with you, then you're going to be good.
You're going to be good.
Are you? The whole purpose of that whole thing, giving head, is to please the other person. It ain't about you. If you ain't trying to please nobody else, then yeah, you're probably not going to give head. You probably don't want to get head.
I be hitting it on point.
But there ain't no reason to lie about it. Either you don't know what you're doing, or you do. And if you like doing it, then obviously you care about the other person. Mm-hmm. If you don't,
I take pride, just be straightforward.
And that was the wise corner with Malachi.
My nigga.
Exactly.
Okay. The next slide is... I'm skipping that one.
Oh, no. Come on. I'm skipping that. I want to know.
After the last three lies, ain't no way you skipping nothing.
I'm going to eat the hell out of that pussy.
Hey. Why would you lie about that?
Don't put that on here.
That was my lie. Because these niggas be lying. You see what I'm saying? They like to make you feel like they going to set you up and make you feel like they finna have a whole Thanksgiving feast on you when really they just about to have McDonald's on you.
Damn. Oh. Damn. Here's my thing.
Okay, no, I raised my hand. You did raise your hand. You out of order.
I'm third.
You are out of order. I agree with my counterpart because the only reason why I think that is a lie is because if you say you're going to eat the hell out of this pussy, that means you are already insinuating that you know what you're doing. Mm. You already know where you're going. You know the spots to hit, and I don't have to direct you. So if you do less than that, you a lie.
Behold it, boy.
But what I'm going to say is this. If you're going to say you're going to eat the hell out of somebody's pussy, you're going to have to at least go 30 to 45 minutes of eating pussy. And not just eating pussy and she just sitting there. I mean, like, you're going to really have to be putting some work in. Like, back to back to back to where she like, fuck it, you know what, let's go ahead and get started. So... The way I feel about that is, if you're gonna do it right. If you've been lied to, and I'm pretty sure there's some men that have been lied to. They could have been, or maybe they just.
Why would
men
be lied to?
I mean, yes, some women will lie and be like, you know what, you did a good job.
About what?
Saying that they did a good job.
There's some. I'm not trying to be offensive, but there are some women out there that might have other advantages aside from sex in a relationship with a person.
Oh, I mean, so like, you have, like, that advantage. No, or eventually find
well,
out.
That's because I mean, some people have ulterior motives in seeking others. So that some people don't mind lying about shit like that. But the way I see it, if you're seeking a true intimate relationship, there's nothing to lie about. You should be honest with your partner because they're there for you. You plan on being there for them. So make it as easy on each other as possible. Be upfront, be honest, so that way y'all can work on it. And if it don't work out after y'all have tried working on it, then you might need to try ulterior motives aside from yourselves. But that is after you've already spoken the truth to each other and tried working it with each other. You know, you gotta communicate so there can be some reciprocation.
Exactly.
And if not, that's when you eat the booty.
Eat the booty like groceries. Like Kevin Gates said.
That is one that you want to keep in the chamber.
Lord, we need you now. Lord, we need
you. can't do that. You can't do that out the gate. You got to keep it in the chamber.
So we're gonna probably have to end it with this one, but this is one of my favorite ones, and I'm gonna let the men speak on this one, because this is actually most equal loose lip lies we've ever had, because we have three women and three men, and this one is a good one. It's I don't need a man.
Well,
why do y'all think that lie is told, men? Put your hand in.
Oh, I can't
yeah.
answer.
Jerry won.
Can I answer after me?
I mean, in all honesty, I mean, you know, I've run across a lot of women that feel like they don't need a man, and I'm just gonna say it like this. I don't believe it's more so needing a man as far as like the aspect of needing, like, you know, that male figure, like a dominant presence. Because at the end of the day, you know, like y'all already stated earlier, if the man ain't doing the job, y'all gonna go to the store, y'all gonna get toys and everything. But at the end of the day, what are those toys modeled after? Men. So at the end of the day, whether you wanna believe it or not, you gonna need a man in some way, shape, or form. That's all I'm saying. I mean, unless all y'all bodybuilders out here in the world, I mean, shit, y'all ain't finna lift no wash and dry in the house.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, just like any lie, I think there's a couple reasons why somebody would say that. Number one, the easiest one, is they don't want you.
Right.
Yeah.
If you ain't shit and they ain't into you, then if they can't get you to go away some other way, then that's going to be the lie that they tell you. Because at the end of the day, if a man here, I don't want a man. Well, all right. Well, I ain't making no progress here. Unless you got some extra skills, then chances are you probably ain't gonna be going after that person anyway.
I'm gonna go ahead and tap in. As far as that I don't need a man thing, I mean, you could boost yourself financially, you know, emotionally, spiritually, all kind of ways. But in the end, I feel like that the male gene and the female gene exist on this planet for a reason. We need each other. Regardless of how you feel about things, regardless of how you see things, there's a male gene and a female gene in every species for a reason. So all that, I don't mind saying, I need a woman. Hell, I ain't gonna run around here fucking around with guys. Hell, I need a woman.
They fuck each other.
Like, I don't have an attraction to men. I don't have a yearning for men. So I need a woman. I understand that. So I don't mind saying that. And I think it's mainly that pride gets in the way with a lot of people why they say that shit. Because they've been hurt by somebody, or because something didn't work out several times, that they feel like they don't need something. But in the actuality of it, they just got hurt and it didn't work out for them, and it hasn't been working out for them, so they just like, fuck it. And I think a lot of people do that fuck it shit a little too much. You know, it's alright with some things, but you can't just say fuck it to everything.
Well, and to piggyback off of what he's saying, I think that that's one of the reasons why that lie is told a lot, too, is, look, maybe they're coming out of something that they're not ready for another thing yet,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if they just came out of a abusive relationship, then chances are they're probably not going to be ready for another man,
mm-hmm.
or any kind of relationship for that matter, like, sometimes you just got to put yourself in the other person's shoes and just let them go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, also as well, 2020, a lot of these females out here, and vice versa, men as well, out here changing gender roles.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as quick as you want to say you don't need a man, guess what? It's because you got old Bonquique stud master over here. Yeah. Dicking you down with a 10-foot dildo up there handling you like a man.
Yeah.
I mean, you say you don't want a man, but I mean, you the femme to her stud. So it's just like, you can say you don't want a man, you can get a woman if it make you feel better. But I mean, it's because you know what you want.
But the way I feel, the moral in it is whether you feel like you want the same gender or a different gender, either way, you're going to run into the same problem. Human beings are human beings, regardless of whether they are male gender or a female gender. You're going to run into the same problem because they're humans, not because they a specific gender. So what, despite whether you feel, I mean, you can do whatever your preference is. Your preference is your preference. So I ain't never going to judge that. But if what I feel is, no matter which side you choose, it's always going to be a human being. It ain't going to be this or that, zodiacs, whatever the hell. It's because they are human beings. And human beings make mistakes. And whether you can tolerate it or not is really up to you.
I don't know what he was saying, but what I got to say is, if we're going to grade on if it's the truth or a lie, I believe like it's a lie, because that is every woman's desire, is to find the right man. I'm going to say the right man because we come across so many wrong men. We get in so many wrong situations to where we get kind of detoured. So I'm going to say it is every woman's desire to find the right man. So yeah, I believe it's a lie.
Whoop, whoop.
All that they was talking about, I don't know what they were saying.
All right, and now today is your special host, Dre Styles. I will actually be closing out this segment for you in
company.
You made me fuck up. Okay. Run it back. So, this is Dre Styles, the one and only, in place of Miss Ariana Redwine. We'll be closing out this segment of Loose Lipped Lies Part 3. We hope that you enjoyed this and be on the lookout for the future segments that we will be having. All right.
All right. Woo, woo.